started it up.
Talk
Let's roll.
Recorded live.
That's crazy. My computer is that slow. I hit that button like 7 minutes ago.
Well, you on it, sir. Go ahead with it.
Yes, sir. How we doing, fellas?
Good, man.
Hope all is well. We're going to slow roll this thing. I got a couple surprises for y'all tonight, but ground rule, no profanity whatsoever. And then that's it, pretty much. We want to talk about sex before marriage. Got this topic from the Women's Call. They kind of touched on it last week, and we'll be able to check some of that out tonight, too. And there was a couple questions. First one was, do you find yourself comparing your wife to past sexual partners? And then there's another one. Do you wonder if she's comparing you to past sexual partners? A lot of times we have established on this call that sex changes after marriage, and then we ventured into why. We talked about certain things that we have stopped doing, like dating our wives and the courtship and all that good stuff we kind of cut out, or kids or employment and all these other things that happen. But we never really get into the fact that maybe there's a unfair comparison going on. And then I had to ask myself, I said, would I be different? Would my marriage be different if my wife was my first and I had nothing to compare to? Would I have as many complaints? Not saying that I have a lot of complaints, but we all have some complaints. Certain things just don't happen anymore, which is understandable. But would I have as many complaints when the sex slows up in the household? Would I think, I wonder if she's comparing me to somebody else, or am I the person that she thought I was going to be because of what she's experienced in the past? You know, all these things come to mind when I think about sex before marriage. And then there's also some stats that I forgot to print out of marriages that don't make it because of sex before marriage. Does anybody out there have anything to put to this in reference to if they think their marriage would have been different if they never had sexual partners before their wife?
I think absolutely so. I think you would probably, the couple would probably have a closer connection. You know, if they happen to, you know, be each other's first, which is probably, that's probably a rarity. But yeah, I think it'd be a closer connection. I mean, that's just my thought on it.
Okay. Good words. What are we out? Are we out sexually interviewing for a spouse? Meaning, when we're looking for a woman to marry, are we, you know how like, you know, you may go out to a club or whatever, and you're looking for a woman to date. She's got to have these certain categories, you know, these certain qualities or whatever the case may be. But during our player mode, are we thinking, okay, well, this one is sexually compatible, I can marry her. Well, this one isn't sexually compatible, but she'd be a good mother. You know what I mean? Are we using these interviewing processes when we're looking for a spouse? Maybe not. Maybe we never thought of it that way.
That was too deep of a question. We're going to have to break that question down for some folks. You done made some folks nervous. Let's just put it this way.
Well, if you're in player mode and you're talking about going to the club, I mean, you have to think about talking about going to the club or actually trying to find a spouse within your church or, you know, within your religion. So I believe that if anybody's going to go to the club, interviewing for a spouse inside of a club is going to start off with, you know what I mean? Like,
Change it. Flip it. Flip it. Say the workplace. Say the mall. Say church. Well, we can't really say church. Well, we can. Go ahead.
I think that, you know, men and women both get attracted to appearance before anything. I mean, if you're walking in a church store or anything like that, you'll get attracted to an appearance before you get attracted to a personality. You know, after you meet that person, then you can say, well, you know what, I found my soulmate, you know, due to the fact that I know their personality. I love them not just for their looks, but for the person they are within. So I believe the attraction itself, you know, sexually, you may be interviewing before you get to actually know the person. You know what I mean? You may be interviewing in your mind. You know, you like what you see, but until you actually get to know that person, I think sexually you're interviewing. You don't interview them per se, you know, face to face like that. It's like you're interviewing in their mind. You know, you get attracted to that first.
Wow. Good words. Good words. Yeah, I mean because we do interview. We do, because they do. Talked to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, most women have a list, shopping list, as far as what they are looking for in a husband. You know, and some women are so strict to that list, if you fall short of one quality, you're out the box. You know, and we look for certain things, too. And but also sexually. Does anybody want to talk about the sexual part? Because a lot of us have had sexual partners prior to getting married. You know, but what's the relation to the person that we marry versus the person that we've been having these sexual relationships prior to? And then the unfair, I call it the unfair comparison, because you don't expect your wife to live up to those other things initially, to those other people initially. But then once we say I do, we're kind of mad because she don't. You know what I'm saying? So do we, is that a factor in finding the person that we're actually going to marry? You know, do our past sexual experiences come into play?
I don't believe so, to be honest with
okay.
you. I really don't believe so. And the reason why I say that is, you know, you get the way that, you know, because, I mean, to be honest with you, know, I did have, you know, I had sex before I was married, of course. But you get led down a path that actually leads you to the spouse that you have now. So I believe that in your personal experience, you know what I mean, you can't really base off what you learn sexually from other partners if you're trying to find a life partner. So, you know, I don't believe that you have a standard to where, you know, yeah, you get to, you do your courtship or whatnot, and you date for, you know, 3 years and things like that. And you sitting there, and in those 3 years you're dating, you're putting a standard to how she performs, you know, sexually to what you had experienced before. So I don't believe that, to me, I don't think that there's a standard to where the spouse that you're trying to find should have to live up to your past experience or what you thought was the best thing that you would like to have happen to you sexually.
Yeah, and I think it's a frame of mind as well. You know, when you are, you know, to that point where you know, trying to get settled down, you're not trying to stick everything that's moving. I think it's sex can be overrated. You know, and I jump out there and say that because if you think about, you know, your wives, your lady, or whatever, there are a lot of other great qualities about her that I'm sure you could get past if the sex was just okay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and you figure, like, in the course of a week, like, how many hours do you actually have sex? I mean, it's not something that, oh, it's, you know, it takes 50% of your time, you know, during the week. That's such a minimal amount of time. So there's so much other things that go into a relationship. And, you know, I think that, you know, when you're in that courtship stage, as the brother just said, you know, of course, you know, that's probably what you're focused on. But, you know, then once you mature and grow a little bit older, you start looking for that life partner. And, you know, and then it's like, hey, you know, it is what it is.
I have to disagree with you, Rodney.
Go ahead.
Because it goes back to your point conversation, how people take points. They take points on sex, too. If you're used to past experiences, usually when you get with your wife, it was something that stood out. not only with other things that you do, but with the sex also. The thing that ends up happening is when you're married, those things that you used to do when you were in the honeymoon stage, they don't happen as often as they used to. But, you know, at the beginning, you know, we're always trying to swing off the chandelier and grease the body up with the baby doll and do some and make things happen the way it is. I mean,
yeah, and I think it goes back to what I said about a frame of mind where, you know, your lady thought she had to do that. Now that y'all married, she don't feel that she has to do that anymore. So, you know, it's just it's optional. Whereas before, it was like, oh, man, I got to, you know, quote, unquote, swing off the chandelier, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think sometimes we change more than the women. Women want it probably as much as we do. They just don't want it the same way we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the change is, you know.
And let me ask this question, because you said that we may not be looking for those qualities in a wife. We not necessarily because the sex part is overrated, which I don't think that. I think that once we get married, then it can be overrated. Prior to that, I will have to disagree. But what if our wives said, well, you know, the sex is okay, but he's going to be a great provider. Okay, but he's going to be a great provider. He'll be a good father to our children. Because that's kind of what you just said. You said, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I think women think that way. I really do. Because, like I said, in the course of a week or a month, you look at how many hours you're being a father or, you know, or you just being a good guy. I mean, that'll never even come close to the amount of time you spend in the sexual act. That's what I'm saying. In the grand scheme of things, women want somebody that, of course, they want the whole shebang. They want, you know, all bases covered. But if you got a dude that's a stand-up guy, great father, you know what I'm saying? That's really not, you know, what is going to, you know, tip the scales, you know, one way or the other. Like, oh, man, this is a great guy, great father, but, you know, the sex is just okay. You know, I think that women are more looking for a connection emotionally and physically, and they're looking for security, you know, all that good stuff. But I think if a guy has all that, then, you know, it goes back to what I said, you know, a few calls back is that, you know, you look at sex. Sex is not a talent contest. You know, sex is just another way for the husband and wife to show love to each other. You know, so in that respect, you know, if the guy is doing what he, you know, needs to do and just is, you know, is not cutting it, then, you know, they work it out, you know, figure it out. I think the whole thing is that if the woman can articulate, say, hey, you know, do it this way or do it that way, you know, then, of course, it can only improve if he, you know, follows direction, but.
I don't think that, you know, the sex and the emotional aspect that you all are describing are, you know, mutually exclusive events, in all honesty. Like, I don't think it's possible, you know, for a woman to have, you know, if a woman has what she thinks is a good man, someone who's a provider for them, someone who takes care of their children, she's going to be turned on by him. And I mean bad, you know, to the point where I don't think that, you know, it would be possible for you to have a bad sex life. You know what I mean? Truth be told, if you are truly connected with your woman's emotions, because that's what sex is. I mean, the only time I would ever find myself saying that sex is overrated is because it wasn't good. And when I asked her, so why wasn't it good? It was because I didn't have an emotional connection with the person. You know what I mean? It was because, you know, I wasn't taking the time to really be in touch with their feelings, their needs, you know, what they wanted. No, I'm just looking to, you know, kind of to get off. But, I mean, from what I'm gathering, women are such emotional creatures that, you know, they're so turned on by a man who's actually in touch and empathizes with, you know, with them and their feelings that I can't imagine that they'd be saying that, you know, hey, our sex is bad, but, you know, he is such a good husband because, you know, it just doesn't work that way with women as emotional creatures.
Yeah, great word.
I would disagree with that just a little bit. And the reason I would is because, I mean, we're thinking about the fact that post-marriage, you know, there's these experiences. And great, you know what I mean, that he's a good provider. Great that he's a good husband. I think that women, just like men, can experience some sexual frustration because of past experiences. And, yeah, I mean, I agree with the fact that women are emotional. But I think on some level, I mean, the woman wants to, you know, not just get off, but she wants enjoyable sex just as much as the man does. And the challenge is, you know, with the past experience, is that when I'm not getting enjoyable sex or pleasing sex, oftentimes my mind reverts back to once upon a time, way back when. And that's,
that's
the danger because, you know, I mean, your mind starts wondering and you start thinking about these other people. I mean, you got to consider that. Now, also, I would submit that, you know, post-marriage, even in most counseling sessions, they're going to deal with the fact of where each partner's libido is at. Because one partner may be swinging from the rafters and the other partner may be, you know, missionary sex is fine with me. Don't need anything exciting, don't need anything thrilling. And that could be a challenge in the 50-year long-haul marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely. But here's what I got to ask you. I've been there, you know, been in relationships where, you know, hey, we're getting down, we're having wild, you know, sex, you know what I mean? Both of us want to swing from the rafters, you know, every position. And I'm still, you know what, I'm bored out of my freaking mind. You know what I mean? I'm, you know, this is great. This is, you know, this is wonderful. It was, you know what I mean, for the first, you know, few times that we did it, for the first month or so that we did it. But, you know what I mean, what I learned and what, you know, I kind of progressed to, you know, is that, yeah, it's nice to have, you know, a woman to, you know, that I, you know, is willing to, you know, not limit herself, you know, sexually, the things that she'll do. But, I mean, from what I see, it's a lot less important the action or the different, I guess, you know, positions that we're in, you know, because like I said, all that can get boring. But if you got that that emotional connection and you really are the person that you know, that she wants to be next to, you know, she's really happy with you as a person, as the head of a household, you know, I think that feeling goes a lot further. Now, honestly, I think that's the way, you know what I mean, pardon for getting biblical, but I think that's the way God, you know, meant it to be. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with us having fun, you know what I'm saying? We all think about, you know, those, you know, the, you know, what we call the good old days, but, you know, I honestly think that, you know what I mean, orgasms, so to speak, go to a whole new level when you are really emotionally connected, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know, with that person. And, you know, that goes, you know, all back to, you know, kind of like, Rodney, what you were saying before about, you know, you only spend, you know, I don't know, let's say 5% of your time doing the act of sex. But in all actuality, I think that, you know, 90% of your time is really spent making love. In all actuality, and the only reason why 10%, you know, I'm discounting 10% is because you sleep. But aside from that, I really do believe that, you know, sex really doesn't stop if you truly have a, you know, a connection, you know, with the person you're supposed to, that, you know, that you're with, that being your wife.
Yeah, good words. And I want to just bounce off of that and just say, for those of you who have children, the sex changes, you know, when you have kids, you know, with a woman. I mean, it gets that much better, I think, because, again, it's that whole connection. It's like, wow, you know, you have a child with this woman. I mean, y'all just, you know, y'all came together as, you know, as one, and you got this beautiful baby, you know, whatever. But I think, again, you know, like the brother said, it's that whole emotional, you know, connection, whereas that, you know, it's, you know, I equate it to, you know, the whole week you really, you know, it's all about intimacy the whole week, you know. Even, you know, you call her, you know, just say how you doing during the day, or, you know, just saying, you know, hey, I miss you or whatever. You know, it's all about intimacy. So what we lack is that, you know, we just looking for the, you know, to get down, you know. And they like, well, you didn't even call me today. You haven't even said I look nice lately, or you haven't gave me a compliment, or you haven't sent me flowers. You know, so the whole thing is it's about being intimate 7 days a week, you know.
Yeah, but you know them kids is the best birth control it is. You got to be quiet, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure to
ask a question.
got a lot of extra.
Let me ask an honest question. I'm gonna ask an honest question, man. Has anybody on this phone had a sex partner prior to being married? And the answer is probably going to be yes, obviously. But that was an everyday sex partner. What I mean, like, lunchtime, you trying to get away. Early in the morning before work, you trying to get away to get with this person. You know what I mean? Y'all planning trips. Y'all doing whatever you can on a daily basis to get to this thing. You know what I mean? And everybody's having orgasms. Y'all both have an orgasm, so it's not like, you know, this emotion. And we thinking, okay, well, with our wives, we get this marital emotion. But that marital emotion doesn't engage in the everyday buck wild sex that we've had with certain sex partners prior to getting married. So my question is, how does marriage change that whole emotional part? As far as like what somebody was saying earlier, it's like when you're married and the security's there and you're a good husband and blah, 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 it makes the sex better. It doesn't seem to make the sex better because we remember prior to with that sex partner when the sex was off the chain. And that's what, like what my man was saying, that's what when the sex goes sour at home, then we can look back to that.
I think it's a bit deeper than that, Tone. And I'll say this, is that you look at, you know, how sex is set up and, you know, sex outside of marriage, of course, is, you know, it's the greatest. I mean, it's the greatest thing. And, you know, and then once you get inside of the marriage, it's like the whole idea is implanted in your head. It's like, oh, man, this is boring, you know. And that's why, you know, guys cheat, you know. But I think the whole thing is the dynamic. Once you cross over that threshold, you know, it's about, well, I'm married now, so, you know, this is boring, you know, versus you look back at before when you weren't married, everything was fun. But I think it was the thrill of, you know, of, I guess, in so many words, that, you know, you just actually threw it off the sin of the act. You know, it's like, you know, you're doing something wrong, but you're like, oh, man, this is great. You know, but when you get into marriage, when everything, you know, the marriage bed is undefiled, you do whatever you want to do as long as both people are comfortable. And it's just like, you know, why is this not as thrilling as before? So I think it's a setup, and I think we have to be careful, you know, to not get bored, you know, in our marital sex life on both hands.
I still want to hear from that person that's had that off the chain, unbelievable before marriage sexual relationship.
No, I had it. I mean, but it was when I was in college, though. And, you know, I'll be honest, it was, you know, it was convenience. And at the time, you know, the girl was my girlfriend. And, yeah, in between classes, night, morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, especially weekend if we both stayed at the school, you know, definitely getting it. You know, we had a, you know, I mean, goodness, we just, I mean, we had a really good connection. But I'm not with her today. And, you know, that's not who, you know, I mean, my fiance is going to be, and I think the reason is, I mean, that type of lifestyle is a means to an end. You know what I'm saying? One way or another. Either.
I think you said the key word there, brother, not to cut you off, is that.
Oh, go ahead.
You're not with that lady today, probably because you can get it in between classes. You know, I mean, that in your mind, that was not a lady to, you know, to settle down with, correct?
I mean, yeah, and yeah, she was nice, she was cool, she was actually smart.
What?
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Roddy, did you just say that?
Yeah,
he did.
Absolutely. He's
listen,
not with
listen,
her today.
Listen,
that brother's
listen.
Not with her today. So
listen,
that's the reason
listen,
for that.
Listen, if that same woman that I was in college with, we had that relationship, and listen, if I could have that same relationship with my wife, I'm not kicking her out of bed. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Think about it, man.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's what we want.
Yeah, but y'all are looking at it from a different, you know, I'm looking at it like, okay, if I can get this chick between class, you know, what's going to happen? Well, what happened before me? And what's going to happen after me? Some other dude is going to be getting it in between class. You know,
that doesn't mean that, but you getting it.
No. Yeah, I mean, if she's willing to, you know, in between classes, every day, all day. I mean, it's
man,
like what she's gonna, what she's been doing with the brothers before me. Probably the same
I'm
thing.
I'm with you, man.
Hey,
somebody's with me. somebody's with me.
I'm not with you, man.
Mom, you know, you in the back of your mind introduce them to your folks, and it's like, yeah, I'm actually, you know, this is such and such, and, you know, I'm hidden in between class, and she's going to be a great mother and all this stuff. You ain't thinking about that stuff. You're like, yeah, this is convenient, this is fun, but, you know, right now I'm just having fun, but she will not be the mother to my children, period.
And if I might add, I think the very topic that we're talking about, she is probably comparing him to somebody else, and what happens when he gets old?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That goes both ways.
Just back up just a tad, because maybe I didn't understand what was being said, but are we saying that there's a problem with that,
that
type of relationship of having it, you know, whenever calling out work and, you know, just
No one's saying that there's anything wrong with that, except in, you know, in my case, when something is about, hey, having fun or about having convenience, and it's not really about emotional or spiritual connection, it's a means to an end. I mean, this girl, she was a good girl. She was nice. She was, you know what I mean, she was very intellectual, and, you know what I mean, we were cool. We had fun together. And, you know, I mean, I don't look down on her. I don't necessarily know that, you know, she was sleeping with a bunch of other people. It was just, hey, while we were there, it was some fun. It was good at the time being. But essentially, that's all it was. We didn't have any type of spiritual growth. You know, I mean, she wasn't my sister in Christ. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't something that I had to, you know, work with. And, you know, it's not like I have to, you know, like being married where you got to constantly and consistently make someone feel special. No, it wasn't like that. It was like, hey, you know, we're good friends. You know, this is how we like to get down, and it was easy. I guess is the better way to say it, and that's going to be a means to an end. You can have that same thing and more with your wife.
Well, I guess I'm that lucky one then, because all of that y'all was just talking about, I actually married that woman, and she's an excellent mother.
My man, thank you. Say it again. That's not a character flaw, people. That is not a character flaw.
Right.
She likes to have sex with you. That is not a character flaw. That is actually something that'll keep you at home at night.
I think what y'all are missing is that, you know, what somebody just said is that if you, you know, that's why probably the brother broke it off, because the thing is that if you get tired or if it gets old, in between classes she's going to find another dude.
Let's look at it like this, though. Let's look at it not as, like T said, it's not a character flaw. That was more of that individual, that he didn't feel she was right for him, for whatever reason. But in terms of those activities, and there's nothing wrong with those type of activities. Like I said, that's something that, look, I think all of us can agree, or at least most of us, I don't want to speak everybody on the phone, that our wives, just like we have, had relationships before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we like to think about it or not, the fact is it was. And so if that was a character trait that me and my wife didn't have sexual relationships before we got married, but If we, and that was because we were geographically separated at one point, but which, thank the Lord, we were. But at any rate, you know, the Lord will have to do things for you, help you out along the way. But nonetheless, you know, she had relationships before me. I had relationships before her. I don't necessarily dwell on her relationships, and I hope she doesn't ever dwell on relationships that I had before her. But the bottom line is, when we come together, as long as...
Hey, we can't hear you, Rodney. Rodney, come closer to the phone. We can't hear you.
Oh. As long as... Is that better?
Yeah.
As long as it's a me and her relationship, then I don't have any issues with it. Now, if the brother, the girl he's talking about in college, if, you know, she was going outside of their commitment and, you know, they were just all over the place. He was going outside of commitment. They were just, whenever they came together, you know, it was sex every day, all day, regardless with who. Then that's a whole different, that's what I said, that's an individual thing.
But if they committed and they're doing things with themselves, yeah, he'd drive himself nuts thinking about what all the other guys. I mean, that whether you in a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship or you in a marriage, you're going to just drive yourself nuts thinking about that anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But I think too, that, you know, we – I guess me personally, I'm not attracted. I wasn't attracted to the easy girls that I can get in between class. I mean, it was cool for a while, but then it's just like, you're too easy. I mean, I think I like the challenge, you know, and even in a marital relationship, it's like, if your wife is like, you know, every time you wanted, you were like, okay, you know, she was just like, okay, yeah, let's go. That would get so old to me, because you wouldn't have to do anything. You wouldn't have to take out the, I mean, there's nothing you do. She's like, all right, I'm good. Let's go. You know, that would get so old to me. I mean, maybe, you know, I just think, you know, that it's, I like the challenge, you know, even in a marital relationship. It's like, yeah, you know, you got to write the little notes and, you know, buy flowers or whatever you need to do. But I think just, you know, just the easy chick, y'all didn't bring them chicks home to mom. Y'all
I'm
didn't
with
bring,
you.
I mean, it was fun, but it's like, you didn't bring them chicks home to mom. You had fun with them. They were easy. But then you're like, yeah.
Mom, you don't bring them home to mom.
Exactly. So, you know, to my man's point, he was like, yeah, this is old. You know, I'm through with this. I'm more mature than this, and I'm looking for, as the other brother said, a life partner. And when you get to that stage, you need to settle down, and you're not looking for that girl that you can get it in between class.
Well, okay.
I got something to say.
Go ahead.
I had
that type of relationship in an adult life. This was a few years ago. I was dating a female who she had her own business and worked a lot of her hours from her house. Her house was only a few minutes from my office. So on my lunch break, I would go over there quite often. And we had a great relationship, though. I mean, outside of the sex was off the chain. But
dang, dude. How long was your lunch break?
What's that?
How long was your lunch break? That's good.
Hey, I'm not one of them dudes that
it was long enough, wasn't it, brother?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not embellishing.
Oh man.
I'm not embellishing. But I mean, everything else was cool too. Hold on, let me switch phones.
All right.
But everything else was cool too. Now, on the flip side, I mean, she met my mom, everything. I mean, we took trips together, all kinds of stuff. And she was a great mother. She had a kid from a previous relationship. Wonderful child. She took care of the child. I mean, great mother. The father was not involved in the child's life at all. And so it was everything there. Now, to this day, am I with this woman? No, I'm married to someone else.
How come you didn't marry her? I mean, what was the? She was a great mother.
You know
mother.
What? To
she
this day, I
time.
Can't.
How come you didn't marry her?
That's a very good question. The only answer I can give is that was still at that point in my life where I was a jerk. I was a big jerk. You know, at one point I lived my life where I didn't turn down nothing but my collar. That was it. And she knew that about me. And she was still willing to work with me. Like, you know, we need to chill out. You know, you need to work this out. You know, she would often ask me, is it something that she could do? And I was just like, nah, I'm just wild. You know, and to this day, she and I are still good friends. Now, we don't come around each other because we know that that may be a problem. You know, that may be an issue. Since I'm married, you know.
It's lunchtime.
You know, we talked about that.
Oh, man. That's
it's
cool.
Like, you know, I'm not going to even put myself in that position. And she's like, I'm not going to let you put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
You know, but she and I still talk. And I honestly don't know why I didn't. I have no idea. I mean, I really don't. And to this day, she's still single. She's dated other people. Like, we have a relationship.
Listen at that, fella. Listen at that.
Yeah, we can talk.
Rodney. The man said to this day he does not know why. So obviously there was something there.
Because it sounds like she's just fun. Because no other dude has married her. I don't know the woman. I'm just saying. She's still single. He said she was a great mother, great girl, but she's still single. So to me, y'all, just going back to what I said earlier, you don't want your wife laying, you know, just laying down and giving it up 7 nights a week. You don't want that. You think you want it, but you don't. You know, that's what you like, because you're not, you know, at that stage. You're like, oh, that's what I want. That's not, if you got it, you wouldn't want that, period.
I guess that was it. I don't know. Patrice even met her. He met her. He
Patrice met her
one
time.
He met her
lunch break. Lunch break.
Dinner break.
I'm kidding, guys.
Dinner break.
So Patrice was up at dinner time. He's at lunch time. Okay. And she's still single. Wow.
Brunch.
I'm just saying, fellas. I'm just saying that y'all, you know, y'all saying you want it, all these kind of ways and stuff. When you really don't, you know, you, like me, like I said, you want
Rodney. You say it a lot.
I'm just
saying too much.
Go
right
ahead.
Now.
Go. Let me flip
you back. Rodney, you're exposing yourself too much, man. You're exposing yourself right now. Listen. You're talking like a married man. And when I say married man, you're talking like a conditioned married man. Conditions to the point where it's like, it is what it is. We're only going to do what we're going to do, and it ain't going to change, and that's it. So I programmed myself to not want more because I know it just ain't going to happen.
The whole thing about that tone is that the whole mind, the devil wants you to think that you want more.
The devil wants
you to think that oh, you need more. This is boring. You know, I mean, he wants to put those thoughts in your mind so you could be like, man, I remember Tracy from back in the day. She used to do this and do that. That's the whole thing. It's like, I wonder what Tracy doing. Let me go on Facebook. Let me see if she's out there. Hey, there's Tracy. What are you up to? You still single, I see. Hey, you know, you available for lunch? You know, I mean, so the whole thing is that, you know, the whole thing is that you want, the devil wants you to think that, oh, you know, this old status quo, this old regular stuff, when it can be good too.
Can I throw this out there? I mean, what's wrong with your wife making you feel like you still got it going on like when she first met you?
There's nothing wrong with that.
And what I mean by that is that oftentimes, you know, brothers, we'll go to the mall, you know what I mean, single-looking young lady, she with some young guy, you know, it ain't really no commitment, but she just with him because he got it going on. I mean, what's wrong with your wife, you know, making you feel like you still got it going on? And what I mean by that is that, you know, this week you don't have to write a note. Like, I'm doing this, you know, because you got it going on and because you my man. Like, you don't have to write a note. You don't have to make the bed. You know what I mean? This, you know.
That's your word. You're right. And the whole thing is that they don't feel that they have to. That little young lady at the mall, she has to build that dude up because it's still fresh. It's still new. Now that she got the papers on you, she ain't got to do that.
But see, I think that's overrated. I think the reality is that wives need to come into the understanding that, you know, the same way brothers got to work, wives got to work. I don't think they should get the day off. I mean, there should be some weeks that just because you are a man, you are the provider, you are the security, he ain't got to do it this week. He gets it just for being him.
Yeah, it's because they take it for granted. They take it for granted, bro.
I think the relationship with a wife recognizes, you know what, this brother still got, I mean, after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, this brother still got, I mean, when I see this brother, he still got it going on. He gets it this week just for GP, just for being who he is.
Yeah, but I think that the women, they seem like their nature is to dwell on the negative aspects more than the positive. So she can't see all the, oh, he's a great father, he's doing his thing, you know, for 8, 10, 20 years. They don't see all that because you left your socks in the middle of the floor. You know, or you didn't, you know, put the dishes away. You know what I'm saying? It's like they dwell on the little negative stuff where it kind of clouds their vision to see all the positive things you do.
Okay, Rodney, let me just throw this out there like the movie said. But if you were blowing that back out on a regular, do you think that there's going to be an issue with the socks on the floor? Oh, no, I'm getting those socks up. Wait, don't worry about them socks. You just keep helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Women still want that, man.
And it's not that, and I think it's not, okay, I just speak for myself. So it's not that that's all I want from my wife. So I'm not going to belittle my wife to be someone that I used to run with. That's not all I want, but I do want that. And so I wouldn't go to the extreme and say that I want it 7 days a week, or I probably would say that, but I know I couldn't handle that.
You're right.
To be honest.
Yeah, you'd be tired. You wouldn't want to go to bed.
You wouldn't want to go to bed. I would, but you see what I'm saying? I don't mind that. Yes, I do. I would like. I desire that. That would be no problem with me.
But Roddy, you would like for 1 week out of the year to hit 7 in a row, right? But not every
week
of the year. You know what I'm saying?
That's extreme to be 7 days for me anyway. I don't know. Y'all the brothers, y'all might be able to go.
They got pills for that. They got pills
for
that.
Myself and be honest about it. There ain't no microorganism in me.
I'm good.
But you know, that's not all I want from her. But I don't see anything wrong with, hey, just like you were mentioning about, or one of the brothers mentioned about the young lady or whoever he used to run with in college, and they used to do that all the time. Well, I ain't got no problem with that with me and my wife, as long as it's me and my wife, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's something that's going on, absolutely, the bedroom's undefiled. Let's do it. Let's keep it young. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Well, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, kind of responding to the, why can't a woman just, you know, give it to a guy because, you know, make, you know, considerably, you know, make him feel like he's all that, you know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, he is all that. Well, I mean, I think one thing we don't want to forget, women react based on how they personally feel, meaning they can't make you feel like you are all that unless they feel like they're all that. And so if you're not courting them, you know what I mean? Not to say that you know, got to be leaving them flowers every day, but, you know what I'm saying, when you first start dating somebody, you're courting them. You know, you're taking them out somewhere nice. You know, you're impressing them. And so when you finally do, hit a home run, you know what I'm saying, you've earned it. It's good. So I think, you know what I'm saying, when, you know, after marriage, I'm not married as of yet, but after you get married and, you know, if your wife really can't really make you feel like you all that, like you probably want her to, because she just physically can't if she doesn't feel like she's being courted, if she doesn't really feel like she's, you know, wanted or appreciated. So.
Yep. And that's where we, you know, fall off. You know, we're just as much to blame, too, because it's like, man, you know, she's my wife. She should be giving it to me 7 days a week or whatever the case may be, but you're not doing anything that you used to do. You're not leaving notes on the windshield. You know, you're not opening the car door. Just like me and Tony saw my man park the car, got out of the car, went around the side, opened the door for his lady. Old school. When, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, pull her up to the front door, like, all right, get out. You know, you good?
Yeah, all but, right, I mean, look, and you're right, but that's still no guarantee for him. You know what I mean? He might have been raised that way. There's still no guarantee for him.
Absolutely.
You can do everything in the handbook, and it don't mean it's a guarantee for anything.
That's right.
Man.
But, but if we were being serious about it, you know, that shouldn't be a criteria either.
Thank you. Exactly.
Because then
you're not
that
doing
is,
it just for the guarantee.
Absolutely. Then you're pimping your woman.
Yep. And then
you're doing things.
And they'll notice that, too. Like, oh, you're getting my car door because you want some, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to throw in my monkey wrench, but this is going to be a little extensive one. You all know that we have a ladies call that's actually going on simultaneously right now. Well, last week they talked about this very topic, but it was on the lines of soulmate versus sex mate. And I don't know if you have really, if anybody's really had the opportunity to listen to this call, to what the women are saying in reference to these type of topics, but I'm going to go ahead and play a little excerpt of it. Check it.
And it was like, it took forever and a day for that high to wear off because that attachment had been created. And literally, you know, I thought in my mind it was something special. But like when the dust settled and maybe my resistance had built up a little bit, and I started to look at him. I was like, this is Bounce Bobblehead. And I'm going through all of these changes, and he ain't even that fly. It's a long time, like, you know, years, and I would date other people, and I would have other relationships because I couldn't have what I wanted from him. But there was always something about him that kept me going back. And I thought he was the one, but, you know, he couldn't have been further from the one if, you know, he had been the man on the moon. And the person that I'm with now, I feel, probably is the one. You know, as far as I would commit marrying him and ride out and
other people than I ever could have in a vacuum.
you know, my boyfriend, the person I'm with currently, has exposed a side of me that I never knew existed. If someone had told me that I would have some kind of volcanic erupting, fire-breathing dragon temper,
because we looking for, see, they looking for the same thing we looking for. And they're learning from their past sexual relationships just like we have. And then when we get into these marriage situations, it's like, okay, well, we're married now, so it doesn't have to be the way it was way back when we was out in the street. My question is, but why not?
Yeah, what changes?
What changes?
I don't change.
I'm telling y'all, look.
The one lady said if it was up to her, she wished she never had a sex partner before her husband. Now, why did she say that?
She said because she can't keep that other thing off her mind. That's what I heard.
Is that what you heard? I heard it said she couldn't stop thinking about him.
Yeah. See? That thing, it becomes tough when you talk about sex and how a woman is treated. And then, you know, they try to make that adjustment to a different situation, a different guy. But instead of saying, hey, you know, you're not like this other guy I had, they try to adapt, but they can't keep it out of their mind.
And I would add to that and say the challenge, I mean, I definitely agree with that, because the challenge is that a lot of times, you know, though we may want something that we used to have, we just try to condition ourselves to not think about it. Like, you push it out of your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. I mean, like, you constantly push it out of your mind. And so, I mean, this example may be extreme, right? But let's just say, you know, for example, you know, post-marriage, brother has, you know, a friend, like the college friend. And, you know, her whole deal is oral sex, okay? That's her whole deal in a relationship. And then the brother, you know, obviously the brother leaves this chick, does not with her, but gets into the marital relationship, and his wife says, that's not something that I'm doing. Right?
Boy, you got the mission.
You follow me right now? Hang with me, brothers. Hang with me. I mean, you know.
Hey, you wonder why prostitution is still going, huh?
But listen to the scenario before we get too far off track. I'm just saying, you know, this girl, you know, that's her whole deal before marriage. She gets into the marriage. The wife says, you know, marital bed is undefiled, but that is not the road that I'm going down, ever. That brother's going to have some problems.
Yeah. That's terrible.
I agree with the condition. I agree that the brother can try to force it out of his mind. He can do heavy meditation, but he's going to have an issue in the marriage with that.
But in that goes back to our, is that why men always get addicted to pornography?
Well, hold on. But, Patrice, hold on one second, because I want to address that question. We, and I've noticed this, we have this perceived notion that once we get married, things are going to change.
Yeah.
And oral sex may be one of them.
Well, I think we have that perceived notion that things are going to change because, you know, we're basically upholding the whole concept of this person being the end-all, be-all for us. So if they're the end-all, be-all for us, then that means that you're going to do it all and you're going to be it all.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. I mean, and honestly, it's like you coming into it feeling like this is what we are doing together as husband, as wife. I'm not going anywhere else. All my expectations, aspirations, limitations, goals, desires, dreams, whatever, wants, needs, it ends and begins with you.
Right.
So, of course, I'm going to come in thinking that, yeah, things may be a little different. You telling me this now when we're just dating and BSing, essentially. We just two people that got a verbal agreement. But now when we get married, why would you not want to do these things with your husband? I mean, am I wrong to think that things would change? I mean, we've taken a vow and a commitment to one another for you to be everything for me.
Yeah, but the reality is that's a conversation that needs to be had prior to the vow.
But the crazy thing about that is that I think that's where it gets crazy, is the fact that as men, I don't think we have to have a conversation before we get married as to what the expectations of a man and head of household is supposed to be, at least for not those of us that are on this call.
Yeah, because
we've got that.
The thing is, that goes back to earlier tonight, is that these are the things we expect. This is what we found from this girl. And that's where Tony was coming. It's like we were doing it when we were first meeting. We was in the back of the car. We was at the movie theater. We was in your whole house, you know, on the counter, everywhere. And then once we say I do, we gotta wait till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but that's with anything. I mean, the novelty wears off. And, you know, if you in a new relationship, of course, you know, y'all are going to be, you know, all over the place. But, you know, over time, and you got to remember, too, you know, y'all didn't have kids then. Y'all didn't have a mortgage then. Y'all didn't have a car note then. So, I mean, there's other things that come into play, you know, in a relationship. So it's not comparing apples to apples. I mean, you're not in college anymore. You know, your mom is not sending you or your dad is not paying your way or whatever. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that go on, you know, and change in a relationship. And y'all talk about change. The relationship should change. I mean, people should change in a relationship. I would expect that. I would hope that, you know.
But not go backwards. And I think that's what we talk about. Master. It seems like it's going backwards. It's not going forward. Because here's the thing. I agree with you. It should change. But it should change for the better. Like, we should be finding out some new things to do, you know, every year. You know, we should be reading about something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it needs to go backwards.
Yeah, one thing about backwards, I think it's more like a roller coaster. And I think y'all wanted to just, you know, sounds like y'all wanted to just keep, you know, going up and up and up and up and up for 50 or 60 years, and that's not how it works. You're going to have some, you know, times where, quote-unquote, you're going backwards or you're going down, then you go up and then you go down. I mean, it's you know, all around. So I think that you have to, you know, be realistic and think that it's not – your sex life is not going to just every year just, you know, just keep going up and up and up and up for whatever reason. I mean, you may have, you know, your wife's spouse, you know, her parent dies or something like that. That's going to affect your sex life. You know, so it's just like other, you know, contributing factors that you just have to, and I'm not saying that that's happening in your case, but, I mean, I think you have to look at it, you know, from a whole perspective. And, you know, what I always say every night, or every Tuesday, fellas, y'all have got to get these chicks off birth control. And why
I say
this because, you know, oh, go ahead, Tony, go ahead. Let me
know. Well, I mean, I don't want to get too far off Alvin's statement because he made a very, very good point.
Oh, bring it back.
And we're talking about the oral sex. And the monkey wrench is, if that's something that you enjoy as a man, and it can't always be 68 and I owe you one. You know what I mean? It's got to be mutual. You see what I'm saying? It can't be, well, let me do my part and she's not doing her part. In the beginning of a relationship and you find out that she is not the type that she says, well, I'm not going to partake in the oral sex part of the sex, do you still marry her?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a monkey wrench for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I had my list, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I loved her, and you know, but I'm serious. I mean, it was a list. Everything from size to weight to, you know, what size clothing. I had a lot of things. I'm not gonna lie to you. And if it was one of those things, particularly in that area, that's a strong area, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be honest with you. You're not doing something that I really enjoy. I really enjoy this. I don't know if we're gonna be able to make it.
That's
it was nice.
Breaker.
Hey, listen, because the whole thing is doing things that they really enjoy.
No, but the whole thing, I think somebody said it earlier, is that if you're doing your thing, she's gonna want to do that for you. So you need to look back at yourself. Absolutely.
Not all the time, man.
Yeah, because you just said life comes at you fast. I mean, you just gave us the life came at you fast thing scenario. So not all the time.
Not all the time. Like I said,
not all the time, man.
It could be 69, or it could be 68, and I owe you one. I'm trying to tell you, man. It's not all the time.
Let me throw this out there. I brought up the oral sex piece. You know, not necessarily as the end all be all, but it could be something else. You know what I mean?
No, that's a good one. That was a good one you brought up. That was a good one.
It could be something else. And I'm saying that, you know, just like the women on the call were saying that I can't get these things out of my mind, you know, or they kind of haunt you. I'm saying that there's other things other than oral sex that may haunt us in the marriage.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Still there?
Yeah, we're here.
No, I think we lost him. I think his line was went down. He'll be back on.
Okay.
Somebody finish his point.
I mean things can come back and haunt you. I mean, just like if that's a prerequisite for you, because you're used to it, you've been getting it forever and a day. You know what I'm saying? And then you get married, and then these things don't happen. And in the back of your mind, how can you forget about Jan or Julie or Pam or whoever the person was before that was fulfilling these needs? And now you're married, you got this, you know, wife, and it's just not happening. How do you get past that? That's my question.
I think this. First of all, you have to weigh, why did you not marry Jan or Julie in the first place, and why is it that you're with this other person? You know, I look at marriage as being somewhat of a sacrifice that we all have to give a little in order to receive a little.
Right.
Okay.
So that balance is a good point.
But sex is easy, fellas. I mean, it is what it is. Sex is easy. It's easy. It's not like you have to go to college to figure out how to do this thing. It's easy. You know what I mean? Certain things that you sacrifice, okay, I'm going to go out, I'm going to make this money, I'm going to not hang out with the fellas, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to stop going to these clubs, I'm going to stop doing all these things, I'm going to sacrifice for this marriage, I'm going to be accountable, I'm going to be this image of security for this family. Okay, those are the things that may not be as easy, but we still have to achieve them. Sex
right.
is easy. Sex is the easiest thing you can do. How does that get difficult in a marriage?
Because you're not on the same page.
Well, intimacy, man. If you don't have that intimacy, she's not gonna, you know, she's not gonna quote unquote put out. Period. So yeah, that's why I say it needs to be. You need to look at, you know, what are you doing as far as from an intimacy level. And maybe I'm being too hard, you know, tonight, but, you know, back to what I always say is that if you want different results, you got to do different things. get her off the birth control pill. Try that.
I bet there are men on this phone that will argue that point, that will sit there and tell you they are intimate. They do those things and still don't get the same results as they do.
But check this.
It's not always our fault.
Yeah, check this. Say the guy is getting flowers, but he's getting the wrong type of flower because he never asked. You know, so, oh, man, you know, you think you're doing a great thing by getting flowers, but every time you're getting the wrong flower. You know, so, I mean, the whole thing is that, you know, he may think that he's doing the right thing, but the woman is like, I hate that flower. You know, I don't know why you keep buying them for me. You think you're doing something when you're really not. But she probably, you know, she may not have ever told you, you know, to burst your bubble, but, you know, that may be the case, too. I mean, this, you know, that's why we're on here, you know, every Tuesday. It's all about communication, you know?
Okay. Good words.
It gets tough sometimes, though. I mean, I know personally, I try to be intimate and romantic and, you know, do the bubble bath, the massage and stuff. But like someone said earlier, we have a lot of other things going on. Mortgages due. You know, you got to take care of the kids and all these things. And so by the time I'm able to do those things, it relaxes my wife so much she goes to sleep.
You got to wake her up.
And I'm upset. I'm like, whoa, hey, I'm poking her, whatever.
You
got
to stop the massage right when you know, you're starting to fall off. You're doing too much. That's what it
is.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, okay, what do I do? You know what? I'm taking the kid to the babysitter on Saturday, and I'm catching you in the middle of the day. You know?
I mean, really? You're doing too much. You got to cut the massage short. You know, when she starts, you know, getting real comfortable, then that's when you say, you know, just cut the massage off and then, you know, go to it. Because she can't, I mean, if she go to sleep, you know, it's over with.
It's done. It's a done deal. Because
yeah,
I can't wake her up. It's
yeah,
not happening.
Yeah, don't massage her to sleep. You know, that's, don't do that. But, you know, just kind of just do a little five-minute joint. Yeah, just do a little 5 minutes. Yeah, like, you know, that's just to get you warmed up, baby, you know. Just say, hey, you know, you ready? You almost sleep, you know, so. Yeah, just cut the massage, you know, a little bit shorter.
And so I will say there's people on the call who are being intimate, who are being romantic, and I still feel like we don't have sex enough. I just honestly feel that way, and I tell her all the time, too. And she'd be like, you know, she run from me. she literally run from me.
Hey, brother, can I ask you, is she on birth control?
No.
No? Well, wow.
We might have one on the way right now. Just going to the doctor. When I do get those opportunities, I put in work. When I get those opportunities, I put in work.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So that's
hey,
not,
Rodney.
So that's out. Yeah, go ahead.
Rodney, you keep bringing up the birth control part.
Yes.
We talked about the birth control part before, right? Our wives, all of our wives, was on birth control prior to getting married to us.
You said the key word.
And we was asking,
let me just
prior to
right
getting
there,
married. Prior to getting married, they were on birth control.
You said the key word, Tone.
Okay, go ahead.
A girlfriend on birth control is different than a wife on birth control. It's a difference. Again, the girlfriend feels that she has to do certain things. The wife has got the papers on you. She ain't got it. You know, she feels that, hey, I ain't got to do that. You know, he's my husband. He ain't going nowhere. I mean, that's the whole thing is that with the girlfriend, it's like, hey, you know, it's a different mentality. So that's what I'm saying. It's not the same because you're talking about a girlfriend versus a wife. Those are two different things.
You're talking about a chemical effect, aren't you?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the girlfriend overrides the chemical effect. The wife embraces
a chemical effect.
Effect
is a chemical effect. If you smoke weed, you high. Whether you're a girlfriend or your wife, you still have.
No. But you as a girlfriend, I'm telling you, the girlfriend will say, you know, I don't really feel like it, but I'm going to do it. Whereas the wife is like, I don't really feel like it, I'm going to sleep.
That's overanalyzation of it.
No,
I
it's
think
not.
So.
It's simple. I'm telling y'all. All I say is for those whose wives is on birth control, take them off. Try it. Try, you know, and then come back on the call a few months later and say, yeah, Rodney, it didn't work. You know, I'll say, you know, sorry, you know, it didn't work out for you, bro. But I say try. If you want different results, you got to do different things. She can get back on the pill, fellas, or whatever she's on. She can get back on that stuff. So it's not like you get off the pill. You just go to CVS for a month or whatever.
So that's your story and you're sticking to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You won't want to go to bed. you don't want to go to bed. Once that chemical reaction starts fading off, you will not want to go to bed.
Hey, I'm just curious. What is that? What is the point of not being on the birth control?
It decreases their libido. It basically tells their mind that they're pregnant. So it's like women, you know, their minds, most of the, when they think, their mind is to procreate. So if they, if the, the chemical is telling their mind that, hey, you're already pregnant, why would you sleep with your husband? That's what, fellas, just try it. All you got to do is try it. Try it. Get her off of it for, you know, try it. Watch it work out of her system, and you won't want to go to bed. It'll be too much. Talk about 7 days. You know, you'd be like, whoa, you know, I thought I could handle it. No. Yeah. Try it. That's what I, hey, try it. Come back on a couple of weeks, a month later, and say, Rodney, you were wrong. You know, I'll take that. But try it. Don't
I wish
knock
I could
say
my wife off birth control right now.
So Rodney, without getting too personal, you speaking from experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's right. That, I'm speaking from experience, brother. Try it.
Okay.
She can get back on that, whatever she's on, you know, talk to her, say, hey, you know. And most of the time it makes them, you know, it don't even make them sick, makes them bloated and stuff. So your wife might actually want to get off the pill. She'd probably be like, yeah, I actually want, I don't even like taking these things, or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm just doing that for you, you know. I mean, she may want to. I mean, had a conversation. Say, you know, how you feeling about that? Would you like to get off? You know, so, I don't know. Had a conversation, fellas. Try it. Come back on. I challenge any of y'all on the phone. Try it and see.
I'm okay, I heard that. I heard, I mean, you know, I'm not going to argue with it because I'm not a scientist, so I don't really know how that works. I mean, I'm just saying, I know that if I'm handling my business at home, birth control or not, I should still be able to take advantage of a healthy sex life with my wife if
yeah.
I'm handling my business as the head of household, whether she's on birth control or not. I mean, maybe the birth control, you know, may, who knows, slow it down a little bit, but it shouldn't bring it to a halt. Like, okay, you know, this birth control is like, well, no sex for a month because I'm on this birth control. That's what it kind of sounds like you're saying.
No, not that serious. Not that serious.
Okay.
But it will, I mean, it will definitely slow it down. Absolutely. Scientifically proven.
Okay, well, speaking of science, I have another excerpt that I want to play from something else that I don't think that we even think about when it comes to orgasm with men and women, that the women have kind of figured out. And give me 1 second to get this thing going.
Wrong or right, or how did that discussion go, really? I caught the tail end. No problem. Actually, when you came on, we hadn't talked about it too much. I think you actually made a great point where if that's what you, where I think you said if that's what someone decides, if that's the direction that they want to go in, then that's the direction that they can go in. I'm not sure if you heard my comment, which was if we're supposed to be intimately connected to someone, then is it safe to say that our sex mate is our soulmate? So essentially everyone we're having sex with, we're connected with, you know, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
One of our callers produced some really interesting info on oxytocin, and I don't think you heard all of that, but I'm going back through the chat. But basically, a hormone. Well, go ahead.
It's what's released when you're feeling pleasure, right? It's a bonding hormone that takes place, and it takes place during or after sex, and it also can take place during breastfeeding. And it's basically a hormone that's released to increase that person's bonding with the other person. And women actually release the hormones much more frequently than men do. And when a woman releases hormone, it stays in her body for 3 days versus it staying in a man's body for 3 hours. And then the other component is that you cannot choose with whom that bonding hormone is released with, and so you can't choose when you release the hormone, nor can you choose when the other person releases the hormone. And so it makes sex a little more tricky because a person may feel that they have found their soulmate when in actuality they're just on this state of euphoria because they have released oxytocin and it stayed in their blood for 3 days.
I've never heard that you can't, I mean, I guess it's maybe obvious if I take a step back, but I've never heard that you can't control who that's released with, so that does make the game a little bit riskier if you're thinking you're going to be casual with someone and all of a sudden your chemistry starts to change. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Did you have, Hawaii, did you have any comments or thoughts that you wanted to share about concerning the sex mate?
I think I pretty much put it out before, but I mean, I just think that people are wired differently and their capacity for the level of depth of a relationship is different. And I think it's important to be mindful of what your limits are and kind of try to stay within them if that's your goal.
Did you hear the comment where the person on the chat line had a friend in college who felt that one must have sex with different men?
Yeah. Yeah, I did hear that. And I mean, I think it's especially in light of that oxytocin comment, that's very interesting. It just, I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't got it all figured out yet.
I think that's why women get hurt at such a much higher rate than men. When we are socially, like, pressured to find relationships and marriage a lot earlier than men are. But then, two, like, if we are releasing hormones that are making us feel bonded to men that we wouldn't normally feel bonded to, we start to go crazy. Like, I didn't even like him. I just liked that he had a nice body. And now, why am I feeling him like this? You know what I mean? Like, I think that, and we get really confused when it comes to those type of things, which is why I think it's really important that we educate people on sex and what sex means to them. Like what the caller from Hawaii says, it's really great to be empowered and know what your limits are, but also having the information to understand that you might be releasing this particular hormone when you are not intending for it to be released, and that it's going to create something. It could possibly create an illusion of a soulmate when actually it's just a sexmate. And gosh forbid that he actually knows what he's doing, then you go crazy because you want some more.
You know. It makes you chuckle, but that's what happens, it seems, to some people where you're like, you know he's a loser. Why do you keep going back? And that could be it.
I don't know. But
I think that would have been my ex. Just wanted to say that.
We'll see you on the soccer team.
I'll be honest. I was with him. Some people were like, why are you with him? But I was like, oh, he's so wonderful. He's so great. I love him. And, of course, we were doing, you know, what we shouldn't have been doing. And I made a commitment. I'm like, you know what? I am going to stop being physical with this guy because things were going crazy. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to cut that out. And then and then all of a sudden the clouds opened up and my head just got straight. And I was like, wow, I really do need to leave him alone.
You gave the oxytocin a chance to cleanse herself from your blood.
Yeah,
to weave herself. To the detox.
Yeah,
it was a detox. She wanted a hormonal detox.
Hello? I didn't hear them say nothing about birth control, though, Rodney.
Yeah. I'm still on the birth control thing, man.
Hey.
I didn't hear them say nothing about birth control, man.
Y'all try it, and y'all get back with me. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, you don't listen to me. Just try it, you know. Well, listen to me and try it, but get back with me. Get back. They don't even know it. They don't even know it. Half the women don't even know that that affects their, you know, that they that affects their body like that. My wife knew, but half the women don't know. They just popping pills. They don't know the type of effects it has, or the increased rate of breast cancer or anything like that. They don't know that stuff. But hey, just try to see. Try to see. That's
I got a monkey wrench for you.
Go ahead.
And here's a 10/30 monkey wrench. Is the chick on the side on birth control?
Nope.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nope. Because if she
I can't answer that question.
Nope. Yeah. If she is, she's not a wife. She's just a fun friend, chick on the side. She's a girlfriend.
Okay.
Keep it going.
So that's it. That's your final answer.
Yes.
Okay.
And she doesn't have to deal with the kids. She ain't got to worry about the mortgage. You know, so I mean,
But isn't she doing it the way he wants it? Because he's not getting it at home that way? Isn't that the whole point of the chicken aside?
I guess.
I mean, she wants to stay employed, doesn't she? Pretty much.
Yeah. And he wants to stay employed. He wants to feel like, the man wants to feel like a man, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. They're talking about stuff like oxytocin. Did you hear that? Oxytocin.
Yeah.
We ain't mentioned oxytocin one time on this phone call. You know what I mean? They on a whole nother level.
Yeah, we
the
ain't
women
even
are
caught
when
up
it comes to. We ain't even caught up yet. We still talking about, you know, what we ain't getting. You know what I'm saying? But they figured it out why it is this way. Why they have to keep going back to the same person or the same characteristic or the same whatever the case may be.
Well, go ahead.
Which
and
is a good thing.
It.
I mean, you know, it's kind of tough to summarize it because some of us think that the marriage brings closure to our sexual needs. And some don't. Some know it doesn't. Some think that, you know, chemicals stop us from having our sexual needs met in a marriage. Some think it, some don't. You know, mm-hmm. some won't admit the fact that, you know, while we are having sex or making love to our wives, that sometimes we'll occasionally think about a past relationship where it was different. Or sometimes, you know, we may be in a situation where we're sulking. You know how we sulk. We lay on the bed because we ain't getting there. We roll over. And we like, man, I remember back in the day, I ain't have these kind of nights. You know what I'm saying? So So I think that sometimes we just got to be real with it and say, okay, it changes. And sometimes we do think about the past sexual relationships. And also within our wives, too. Because they may be looking at us like, yeah. You are right. You're a good provider. You're a good father. But the sex is okay. So, you know,
okay. We
can keep it moving.
All right, here's your monkey wrench. Here's your monkey wrench right here. Do you ever think of the other lady while you're having sex with your wife?
While you're out.
You won't get anybody to admit to that on this call. I hope not.
Not even better Jackson, huh? I mean, you can make up a name, Janet Jackson or somebody.
But to answer your question, why would that occur?
Why would
obviously
that occur?
Because you're not. It's because you're not being satisfied by the one that you're with.
Exactly.
Perfect scenario. I mean, it is what it is. And who do we think about?
Same old.
You're right. And who do we think about? When we don't think about Janet Jackson because that's not a reality. I don't know. To me, it isn't. So who do we think about? If we were to think about another one, who would we think about?
Old jump offs.
Coming back around full circle.
You're telling you the truth. I mean, hey. Yeah.
You heard that from the women's call. That's what they think about.
That's what they think about. Old jump offs.
Well.
How do you know that?
That the women think about that or we think about that?
No, I think
the women think about
it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were just listening to that.
You just said, yeah, they just said it.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. But see, a lot of times I think that as men, we get into this, the sexist change routine that is different because of the kids, the job, the workplace, blah, blah, blah. And we never think that maybe it's different for them too. And being though it's different for them too, they think about the old jump off. And just like Rodney said, without, you know, they think about the time when there was no mortgage and there was no kids and it was just free nilly-willy. Let's get it on at lunch break or, you know, between classes.
Between classes, absolutely.
Exactly. So it's what this call has proven tonight is that it's definitely a two-way street. So we can't go on thinking that it's just us the ones that are being a little bit sexually deprived and that our wife has just got too much on her plate. That's why it's not happening. It may be because, you know, that old jump off may have had a couple more tricks up on his sleeve. And we're just the more sound person to marry.
Good point. Good words.
Well, if I might toss out there, because I've been reading this thing about the oxytocin, I believe is however you pronounce it. I think the ladies might have already told us what the answer is to our dilemma here. Is that perhaps because we're in a committed relationship with them, they feel more comforted, so they don't feel like they have to put out more because they've been satisfied from that previous experience with you the last time.
Man, and stop playing with me.
Wow. So they're good for 3 days.
They laid the answer out. I mean, if you go and read this stuff that's about this chemical, I mean, it pretty much puts us out in the dark, fellas. I mean, the better we do it and the more committed we are, the better off they are.
Wow, that's powerful.
Wow.
On the flip
good
side,
stuff.
If there's no commitment, you know, it's like, you know, why are they, you know, coming back for more than doing it in between this class and that class?
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's good words. Good words.
Those are good words right there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Those are definitely good words. Powerful words. So our homework assignment is oxytocin. We got to put our. We got to master the oxytocin.
We got to get them off of that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It works.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I tell you what, I have come to the point. I don't have any more monkey wrenches, and I would like to move this conversation into open mic, if you all allow me to, so we can get off of the sex before marriage topic and go straight into open mic, and we'll see if there's anybody that wants to talk about anything other than that, or just anything, while you got us on the line. So, anybody got anything on their mind they want to talk about tonight?
I don't have anything specific, but just throw it out to everybody. Do we make too many excuses for women and the things that they're not necessarily doing to the degree that we would expect them to be?
I think somebody said that a long time ago, too.
They may have said it, but I just feel like sometimes I'm finding some of this stuff, and we're just like, wow, I'm blown away with saying, is that really where we are with it? I mean, you got this, and you got this. I mean, it's like, do we not pulling out a violin? We need to pull out a whole sound stage. Things to do, too. We have things that have to get done. We have expectations. We've got commitments. We've got deadlines. We've got mortgages. We've got children. I mean, we've got all that stuff as well, but yet still, we want and have needs that stem from our wife. It's not like we want to go other places, because this is how I look at it. We start with you, meaning the wife. And then you seem to do your best case scenario from there. She start with your wife.
This is the old adage, happy wife, happy life.
But it just seems like we're making excuses or trying to, I don't know. Are we doing that too much? I mean, I get it. I understand they're different. They have a different mindset. They have different hormone structures and everything.
So
the way their expectations are. But at a certain point, it's like, it's either you do or you don't.
Well, I think you want them to be more like us, which they cannot be because they're the weaker vessel. I mean, they can't do the stuff that we do, balance everything, and then, you know, come with it, you know, without, you know, being bogged down or emotionally drained or whatever or exhausted. So, you know, they're the weaker vessel. I think, you know, they're not going to be up on our level because that's just not how it was designed.
You know, Rodney, I've been on this call for a year and 2 months, and I've heard one person, and that was your boy, Devon, say that he got home and he's working so hard that he actually fell asleep on his wife. That's one man in a year that said he fell asleep on his wife because he was tired. One man in a year. That's telling me that no matter what's on our plate, we are still bringing it. We are still coming home with time for romance and those other things with our wives. We still are readily available for those situations in our household.
Get them.
You know, I'm not a science fan, but they still make blue pills to make sure we're good. There's no excuse. When you're 70, there's no excuses. You're going to still want it. It's just a fact. And I believe women want it, too. It's just the way it's expressed. You know, because I think they get sick of the same old thing, too. We just don't communicate that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, it goes back to, you know, on what you said last week every once and the week before last. You know, they want to be spanked a little bit still, too.
For sure. Yep. And what we used to say a long time ago, we have to take our wife off that pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
She's already on a pedestal. We married her. I get that. But then there's this other pedestal. You know what I mean? That you can't be naughty because that's your wife. You can't try to, you know, do certain sexual positions because that's your wife.
That's stupid.
No, you got to get rid of that. You got to turn them back out again.
True. But that's not true because every man and every woman knows. I mean, this is talked about on these calls. It's talked about in the street, the water cooler, wherever you want. Every man wants a wife that he can take out on the street and be respectful and trustworthy with. But when you get by them closed doors, it's on and popping.
Yeah.
That's right.
He wants free. He wants, let's rip these sheets up and then put them up after we finish, you know.
That's right.
Let's buy new ones.
Let's ruin them and buy new ones.
Ruin them, yeah.
Rip them up, buy new ones.
You know, okay, your head wrapped up, so, you know, we ain't going to sweat it out. But let's make sure we sweating for the night, though.
It's important, man. It's important to eliminate, and like Rodney said, the devil wants you, well, say what you said again, Rodney, about how the devil wants you to think that your marriage is boring so you'll go out elsewhere, right?
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's my point is that the whole setup is to, I mean, the devil wants to destroy families. I mean, that's a given. So if he can destroy, you know, start with the husband and wife, you know, that's the start right there. So the whole concept is like, man, you remembering, you know, whether you had a chick on the side or whatever, but you remember when you had a girlfriend and, you know, y'all were just doing everything and you know, now you got this wife and it's like, man, you know, I can't even get none. I'm the head of household. You know, what is this about? When I was just a little, you know, young dude with no money in my pocket, I could get it in between class, you know. So it's like, you know, but the devil wants to trick you, you know, so you do step out. And, you know, that's what we have to guard against, you know, because that is our wife and there's other qualities as to, what, you know, why you married her, I hope, you know, other than the sexual piece. But, you know, she's a great mother. You know, she's the mother of your children. You know, so, I mean, I think that we have to keep that in perspective, and the devil doesn't want us to do that. The devil wants us to just, you know, just boil it down to, well, the sex life is not what I'm thinking it should be. You know, when
okay,
it's
so
more
then,
to a relationship than that. Go ahead.
Okay, so then the flip side is that then God wants you to get your freak on with your wife.
Absolutely. I mean, it is what it is.
It's legal.
It's legal, absolutely. The marriage bed is undefiled. And, you know, the whole thing, I just, you know, like I said, I mean, it's a combination. Number one is you got to have the intimacy. Number two, you know, that birth control stuff, you've got to try it without the birth control. And then if it's not those two things, it's something else. Because it's you know, it should be, y'all should still be swinging off the chandeliers, you know, in your marriage.
But,
you know, and I ain't saying nothing, you know, against that. So, I mean, you just got to, if you want, you know, different results, you got to try different things, you know. You got to try, you know, doing, you know, like the massage, like my brother was saying, you know, do something different.
Well, you know, sometimes that's not even going to help. It's the date night,
yep.
You know. It's the doing what you did when you first get her. Spend that money.
Yep.
Take her out. You know, take her to spa. You know, take her to restaurants. Have the flowers. You know, go pick her up at lunchtime at work. That spontaneous sex. You know, that exhibition sex where you're in the back of the car and you go back in the office.
Oh, man.
That's an exhibition. Did you say exhibition sex?
Yeah, he did.
He did an exhibition.
He's talking about with no tinted windows.
That bathroom, you know.
Locked up.
Exactly. Like, who are these kids? Oh, it's you old busters.
You got to get it in when you get in. You know, when the kid's outside, come on, baby, let's sneak one in right quick.
Mm-mm-mm.
Good words. Well, that was a good open mic question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to depress anybody, but I'm depressed, man.
Wow.
I got to see it. My baby's not my baby no more.
You talking about your little girl?
Yes, man.
Yeah. I'm not there yet, but yeah.
I had to go to the store last night, man. I ain't never had to go to the store.
Oh, no. Yeah, that might be too much for us tonight.
Yeah, that's too much for us tonight. That's a whole other topic.
I couldn't sleep last night, man.
Oh, man.
That's a whole other topic right there.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't understand how I couldn't sleep, man.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I never thought this day would happen.
Yeah. Mm. It's not good.
Well. Let me tell you this. Either you're buying feminine products, or you're buying a pregnancy test. You have your
pregnancy. Hey, I don't even want, man. I can't go to sleep again now. See, you mess me up too much.
I'm trying to tell you. So look, don't think about it, man. It's the inevitable, man. It's gonna happen. All these things are going to happen at one
why,
day.
Why?
Yeah. Anybody got anything else for open mic?
No, Minnesota got something else for us.
Yeah.
To speak on it, Minnesota, we know you got something else for us tonight.
Oh, man. You know, I keep a crazy on the back burner.
Don't keep us too late now.
Yeah.
We know you're in a different time zone.
Oh, man. No, I still don't have too much more tonight, you know, aside from that. I just honestly think that sometimes when we're on the call, you know, we give the ladies the benefit of the doubt. And at different points, I just feel like, man, wow. When do we catch a break on some of this stuff, you know?
Hey, man, hey, I have to agree with you because now listening to the latest call, and I heard the call during the week because after I got off last week's call, I jumped on that, and I was like, whoa, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You're right. I think we are giving them benefit of the doubt because we really don't know what they want.
Nope.
Nope.
I think we're slipping and not them. I think it comes back all, it wraps right back around to the head of household. Because they're waiting for us to make the move. You know, I mean, there's probably some times on here where you're probably like, man, I'm always making the move. How come she's not never making the move? Well, I want her to be aggressive every once in a while. But they're saying, hey, I'm ready. I'm just waiting for him to handle his business.
I don't know about that.
You sure?
Yeah. I mean, you know, no, I don't know about that. Because obviously we're the more aggressive ones when it comes to sex in the marriage, I think. You know what I mean? Because we may even, you know, do chores that we had no intentions on doing because we knew that we want some intimacy. You know what I mean? There's certain things that we're going to do those nights that we want to get some. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we may roll over and try to make that advance. And just like you said, we want them to be aggressive too, but I think that we are the more aggressive ones. I think that we are making those attempts. It's just that we always seem to catch them at the wrong time, most times.
Every day.
you think that's what it is? We're catching at the wrong time?
Well, I can tell you
one
thing. That wrong time, that can get discouraging. After a while, you'd be ready to shut that party down and just be like, you know what? I'm not going down this road again because I'm not going to continue to keep getting turned away. It's just not going to happen. You know, and at a certain point, then it's like, well, why don't you come to me anymore? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, because the past 32 times, and believe me, I know it's 32 times, you saved me by. You know, like, don't stop here. Keep going. We're okay. So if you're okay, I mean, that stuff can get frustrating. And I hate to say that sometimes the calls all seem to stem around like some of the whole concept of intimacy and sex and things like that. But that's a huge contributor to things surrounding marriage and a lot of the stuff that we're talking about with this head of household and being men and expectations and needs and wants, desires, loving somebody, all of that. Because as I said before, like many, many calls ago, if I was not with you and married, I would be out there trying to definitely take somebody down. I mean, that's what would be happening. Because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely be into the person. We would have conversation. We'd do things. But at some point, we will cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yes, indeed. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask everybody this question. What about scheduled sex? You know, your birthday, the anniversary, Father's Day.
What's wrong with that?
That's horrible because it's scheduled.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you
don't tell me.
You
don't tell me when I'm going to get some unless it's that on that night.
I think y'all are talking about two different things. I think it's, you know, Father's Day, birthday, that's to be expected. So I wouldn't consider that scheduled.
No, y'all don't understand the underlying. You get anything you want, all that you want, those things you've been asking for all year, only on those dates.
364 days. Oh, 364 days you waiting for that day?
I've met guys who only get the, you know,
the body rub and the oil and whatever else they want on their birthday.
So what you say basically is these guys, if it was an amusement park, they get a day pass.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good word.
Sound like
that's
a child, man. Sound like a child.
But you get to go out on your birthday.
Man.
They don't have a season pass. They got a day pass.
Yeah, that's good. But I think I think the question is two different things because, I mean, scheduled sex versus birthday, anniversary, Father's Day sex, to me, there are two different things, because I think, I don't know if that was Patrice was leaning towards, but when he asked the question, I thought it was like, okay, you know, today is Tuesday. I know I'm on the house, hit a household call. You know, tomorrow's Wednesday. You know, no.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, what, how about Thursday? Is that going to work for you, honey? You know, Thursday look good?
No, I'm not talking about that. Nope, that's not what I'm talking
about. Because I wouldn't consider Father's Day, anniversary, birthday, I wouldn't consider that schedule. I
would
not consider
that
schedule.
I'll give you oil on your birthday. That's the only time I'm doing it.
That's terrible.
I'll rub your toes on your birthday.
And then that's probably that same woman that's fussing because you don't give her flowers just out of the blue.
Right. And she wants that every day. And you get one day.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds like too much like raising a child to me.
Yeah.
The second Tuesday in March of 2010.
That's
yeah, crazy.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you ain't getting it and she marks down on the calendar in the kitchen, your birthday and Father's Day, she puts an X, that's when you know you're going to get it. That's scheduled sex.
Yeah, that's scheduled. Yeah, that's scheduled.
It is what it is.
But even the schedule stuff sometimes, fella, I think that, I don't know, I think what happens with the scheduled sex is it sometimes put unwanted pressure on that evening or that day or whenever it's supposed to happen because.
Oh, for sure.
You better not mess up.
Right, that's the thing. You don't want to mess up. You don't want to say nothing crazy. You don't want to not
have
down to the road or whatever. You don't want to have that. Or, you know, she wants to make sure that she's not doing anything to mess things up either and thinking that she's got to do this or do a couple more crunches before she come into bed. I don't know. You know, it's additional pressures, I think, sometimes when you do that schedule stuff. When it's spontaneous, it's like, man, it's just raw. You know, and I think that's one of the draws sometimes that have cats looking across the fence at the other grass is because that grass is raw. You know, it's uncut. That grass has not been cut. It's growing crazy. You see dandelions
wow.
over there and daffodils and it's things jumping out. You're just like, goodness, look at that grass. It's uncut.
And no calendar. Look, no schedule calendar in sight.
Nothing. That grass ain't been cut
nothing.
Years.
Man, anybody else?
Get yourself a John Deere lawnmower to get that grass.
Oh.
Hey, but
that John
but
Deere around the amusement park. Go ahead.
But Roddy,
yeah.
Roddy, you sounded like you were a little, you know, for the scheduled.
Because I don't consider
you know.
That schedule. I consider that more expected. I mean.
Yeah, but what do you consider scheduled?
When you literally, like what I said, it's like you look at the calendar, it's like, all right, you know, Tuesday I'm busy, Wednesday you busy, you know, let's shoot for Thursday. That's scheduled, like putting it in the BlackBerry. I mean,
but can you get excited for that like you would get excited for if we said, hey, fellas, we'll get up next Thursday and, you know, play a big game of basketball and blah, 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 blah. I don't know if I could get as excited about scheduled sex as I could for a schedule. Pick up game of ball with my boys.
Yeah, and that's what I say. I would not, you know, I would not be into, you know, fit me into your BlackBerry. You know, no, absolutely not. That's why I say, you know, the whole Father's Day. I mean, Father's Day, you know, it's once a year comes around. You know, it is what it is. But I don't consider that schedule. I guess I was.
That's routine. That's not even schedule. That's routine.
Yeah.
That's
and routine
is horrible. That's even worse.
Yeah, routine.
What if it's like
schedule?
What if it's like Tuesday, and that Tuesday's not on the schedule?
Man, I
you know what I mean?
Having a conversation
do you
about
program
not...
yourself? Do you program yourself not just not to go on that side of the bed on Tuesday because it's not on the schedule?
Tuesday's your fault that it's not on the schedule, Tony.
Okay. Guess what?
Be on this phone.
And guess what? I don't have a schedule on Tuesday.
Yeah, good guy. Fellas, pardon my absence last Tuesday. I had something come up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good words, man. Good words. It's been a good call, fellas.
Yeah, great one.
It's been a really good call. We got some things off our chest every now and then. We need to.
Yeah. Y'all be sure to tune in next week. And all I got to say is don't be late. You know, if you could tune in close to 9, I'm starting off early with a monkey wrench. So, you know, yeah. So, yeah, just be prepared. Don't be late. That's all I say. Don't be late. Heavy, heavy, heavy stuff next week.
Heavy stuff?
Heavy. Oh, yeah. Oh,
heavy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be late. If you could make it. Put it. Circle that on your calendar. Schedule that.
Schedule that.
Yeah. Tuesday at 9:10 is, you know, it's on the popping. So, well, yeah, it was a great, great, great show, Mr. Host. Good job. I like the audio clips.
Oh, yeah, I just figured, you know, we try to incorporate some other opinions in this thing.
Yeah, yeah, good word.
And I know a lot of times we listen to ourselves, but it's good to get the other opinion. I might keep that going because, you know, I don't know how many people get a chance to listen to the women's perspective, but it's
probably
a good
nobody.
Little additive.
Nobody but us.
Good little, yeah, it's a good little additive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the kids. You know, I wonder how long it's going to be before we have, like, a co-ed call.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming.
If that's even possible, because it would be great. I, as y'all know, I'm not one to hold back my comments.
It'd be like a marathon on that joint, man.
Yeah.
Men and women going back and forth for 2 days straight.
And then, look, and
everybody hanging up.
We're like, damn, am I the only one on the call? Because none of the fellas have helped me out at all.
You're like, yeah, you're on your own, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we would have to get some women that we don't know, so we can just let them have it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Can't be a wife. Can't be a wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Anything else, anybody? Anybody good? Nobody wants to bring anything else, though?
I'm good, man. Good show, man.
All sure, right, man. Well,
yeah.
Been a good show. Thank you all for attending as usual. It's been a good year for us last year. We're going to make it an even better year. Please bring your topics.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, we will talk about it. We search for topics every week. And I wish last week, guys give us a topic and we will talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that, you know, that's what we look forward to.
Yeah,
that's
bring a friend. You know, tell a friend. Tell a friend. One. Everybody bring one.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Because we know it's a good thing. Because I learned something today. I learned something every week. You know, and that's just one person. And I think we can all say that we've taken something back to our marriage from this call.
Absolutely.
Even if it's only
that's
one
correct.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. But good call, people. Let's go ahead and have a blessed week and till next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Till next Tuesday.
Yeah.
All
Don't
right.
be late. Don't be late. Hey, Tony, hit me on my cell.
Hit me back, Tony.
All right. Later. Peace.
All right.